Mainframe fucking 10?
Mainframe 10. Came out
from, already.
Came out from under your stand.
Dude, it's July.
Yeah. Well, we were in the truck, and we were, like, spraying the glyphosate and shit, killing the...
Yeah.
Killing the weeds so that we could plant, like, the turnips and the rape seed.
I fucking hate you.
No, that's what it's called.
I fucking know, but your stupid little grin.
And, so we were spraying for that, and we were up in my spot, in that corner, spraying more. That corner that's not planted yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we look down, and there's a buck standing right out underneath your stand, and it looks up at us. And it's still in velvet, obviously, but, like, this wide, mainframe 10, tall tines, beautiful, dude. Huge.
Oh, God, just started, let's go.
And it came out right there and stood right in the middle of the plot and then just ran because it saw the truck.
It would have been exactly like last year's shot almost.
It would have been easier. It would have been about probably 6 or 7 yards.
Oh, God. Anyway, I can't wait to hunt.
Simply Schmuzzed, episode 14. We're back. It's been
I think it's almost a tradition. Every time you say the episode, I got to go, is it really already? I think I've said that every time. Is it really already 14?
Yeah, well, Mike and John, Simply Schmuzzed. You know, we got a lot to talk about today. A pretty good episode. We're going to start with the hunting, obviously. Something's been, you know, it's getting closer to the season, so you're getting a little more amped up for it. I've been shooting the bow more. Going out, obviously, working on the food plots, right, if you're into that and if you have the property to do it. And fuck yeah, it's
awesome. The easiest way to harvest your meat for the year.
Absolutely.
Period.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like, I hunt because I like... Yeah, it's fun, first of all. Like, the act of doing it is fun. You know, you dress up in fucking camo and go out there and shoot something. That's, like, fun. But also, and, like, most importantly, like, the food is so good. Like, venison is one of my favorite meats.
And people also forget, like, dude, hunting is, like, the thing that really pushed the human species, right? Like, we're like,
yeah,
we fucking hunted since day one. It's natural as fuck.
Yeah, it is. It nothing gets more natural. Oh, like a nice deer steak right now, or like a deer burger.
When you killed your buck last year, and we took the fillets.
Yeah, we smoked them. The best meal I've ever had, because. Like, the day before, I had just shot the deer. Like, I just shot the deer.
So fresh.
Just shot it.
That's the most tender meat ever.
We let it hang for, like, a whole day almost.
Dude, like, melts in your mouth.
Oh, my God. It was so good. It was so good. The fillets are easily the best part.
We keep driving by that spot, and, like, you look into the woods, like, where it ran, and I'm like, oh, and it's growing up right now, too, right? Like, all the new growth on it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I can't believe we fucking drug that thing, like, 150 yards through there.
We had to do it live, too. Or, like, it's live weight.
Undressed.
Yeah, undressed.
Unfield dressed.
Yeah.
Like, live weight.
Non-gutted, about like a full.
About a 200-pound deer.
Yeah.
And it gets stuck on everything. And we're going down ravine through that river.
Everything.
That little creek.
Thorns literally stuck, like, in my wiener. It was ass.
I'm
hated
so
it.
Excited
hated
for this
it.
Year, though.
Hated it.
I was sweating. My shirt was heavier than I was.
We could have, like, gutted it there, but then it was going to get dark. And if you're in, anyone who's ever been in the woods, like, at dark, which kind of sounds a little creepier than I intended it to. You know, if you ever just taking a stroll in the woods at night alone, well, then maybe you should get checked out. No.
No, but, like, if you have, like, even, like, a bonfire out near the woods.
You know that, like, a field without covering, like, without canopy is lighter because you got, like, some moon. Like, right. You know what I mean?
Coming through that you can see
some light pollution, some moonlight. Yeah. When you're in the woods, like, it's a different pitch black. So we had to get it out of the woods to the field.
Right.
So.
And that's another thing about hunting, too. Like, people always get down too early, in my opinion. People are always like, why do you stay till it's so dark out? I'm like, well, yeah, if you look out into the woods on this side of the stand, it's pitch black and dark, and I can't have any shots into the woods. Yeah. But I can still shoot into the field.
Yeah.
Until a ridiculous time, really.
Till, you know, probably, like, later than is there
I'd
a time?
Like 15 like to 20 more minutes than normal.
Yeah.
You can still shoot into the field. And that's great because we have the plots behind us this year and in front of you. Well, in front of you, behind me.
Yeah.
But.
What's your favorite way to eat deer? You're a big jerky guy. You love jerky.
I like jerky because it's easy, right? Yeah. We obviously do all like of our own deboning, and that's like a part of the process. Like, it's fun, right? Like, you kill your deer, you bring it back.
The first one, it was awesome.
Hang it up, right? Drink some beers, fucking listen to some country music, and skin a deer, and fucking debone it.
Throw some Red Man in.
Right. And, it's easy to debone it like that, and then just take it to the butcher, have them make the jerky, or even if you make your own jerky, which we're going to try doing this year.
Oh, shit.
It's just, like, you can throw it in the fridge, and then, like, after a workout, which I'm planning to do, like, when I get to my apartment this year, like, when I get back from the gym, I'm just going to grab a fucking thing of jerky, hopefully.
Yeah. How many,
and just smack it. It's, like, 62 grams of protein.
62 grams of protein.
In one pack.
Holy hell.
Well, not, yeah.
Yeah, that's one, well, yeah, like, one big pack. Yeah.
One pack, there's 62 grams of protein in it.
No fucking way. Mm-hmm. So that's your favorite way to...
Yeah, it's great. That, or like, even, I really like hot sausage, because what I like to do is I marinate it in red sauce, and like traditional red sauce, all day. Like, you just put it in a pot and just let it sit on simmer all day, and it cooks that hot sausage into the sauce. Oh,
it becomes slow and tender. It's almost like a meat sauce with like sausage.
Well, the sauce becomes hot like the sausage. It tastes exactly like hot sausage. And then you make, like, I like to do like penne.
Oh. Yes,
and then throw some, like, you get, like, it's still like hot sauces, so you just throw the sausage in there, fucking big thick, big scoop, like ladle full of sauce that tastes exactly like hot sausage, been marinating all day, a little parm cheese on top. I like to make it, I make that a lot in the fall after I kill my deer, right? And it's like a Sunday, and then watch an NFL game, and then you get the NFL games coming on later, and you got a big bowl of pasta, hot sausage.
It's like the best day of your life right there, right?
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's so relaxing. And it's like, I killed this animal, too. Like, I fucking provided this.
You hear the fox music in the background while you're scooping it in. You're like, let's fucking go, baby.
Absolutely. What's yours? Favorite way? Or, like, what do you want to do this year? Do you have any plans?
I'm a sucker for steak. So anything that I can make into, like, a... And by steak, I use that term, like, loosely, because, like, it's a very generic term, you know? If you talk to, like, a real... cook and like, or butcher, or anything like chef like that, you know, there's not like steak, there's like different cuts, there's like a filet and like a ribeye and like yada yada yada, they're all like steak per se. Anything that kind of eats like a steak, where I can just cut into it, eats like a steak, I mean like also eats like a chicken breast, where you're just cutting off pieces and eating it. You're not like putting on a bun or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that, that's my favorite way to do it. So we took the filets last year, smoked them, you just cut right in.
Even the back strap, you took a back strap.
We did the back straps. We did them in like a crock pot, but at the end of the day with like a sauce over top of it. But yeah, you just still cut off a piece and eat it.
Like a marinade almost over top. That sounds good.
It was pretty good. I prefer just the straight up salt, pepper, smoke it. Yeah,
you did. I had some of that reheated in your air fryer.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's right. Yeah, the smoked stuff. It was so good.
Good as shit, dude.
Yeah. I think that's my favorite way to have it. And it feels the most natural. People are so, like, disconnected from their food sources. Like, people have no idea where shit comes from anymore. Yeah. You actually just fucking told me that barbacoa is cow cheek and, like, cow face muscles.
Yeah, barbacoa is, like, all the face muscles, the tongue, like, everything. All the face muscles of the cow. That's barbacoa.
Chipotle. They usually, well, not probably not Chipotle, but, like, traditional barbacoa, they, like, smoke it and, like, cook it in the ground. Badass as fuck. I just listened to it. I don't remember the guy's name, but I was listening to him talk about it. He's like, yeah, they cook it underground. And it, like, smokes and cooks, like, underground. It's so fucking tender and good. Oh, it'd be so good right now.
I know.
I'm kind of hungry. So, just got back from vacation, right?
Yeah, that's right. You went where? That down to Florida.
Florida, yeah.
Yeah.
And so... the thing that I love about vacation is just eating, drinking, and sleeping just in a different place. Like, that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the people that are like, oh, we got to go do this and do this, and here's the itinerary for today. Now, you wake up at noon, you stumble down to the bar hungover, you get a water and, like, maybe a Bloody Mary, and you fucking rally. You get ready to go. That's all vacation is, and you eat like shit. That's what it is. That's vacation, right?
Right.
Dude, I went to a club there, though. The fact that this was my most profound thought from the week just tells you how hammered I was all week, right? How can the bartenders hear anything? They are masters at reading lips now. Like, there's no way they heard me when I was ordering drinks. I was screaming at the top of my lungs, vodka Red Bull. I didn't even hear myself say it. Can you imagine being drunk with flashing lights, people all around you, shoulder to shoulder, like, swear to God, if I put my hand down one way, I'm going to touch a dick. Put it down the other way, I'm going to touch an ass. Like, people everywhere. And I'm yelling at the top of my lungs. I can't even hear myself say it. And I'm hammered. Could you imagine the mind fuck on that? So I got to thinking, I'm like, these bartenders are absolute warriors. They are warriors. How can you hear shit? Can you read lips, like, at all?
No, and this is the funny thing. With my girlfriend the other day, we were just with her family, but I was, like, trying to communicate something, like, you know, you have the thing, like,
at your family functions. You don't want to fucking yell it.
Right, and you're just kind of like, you kind of give them a look, and then they look, and you're just,
fuck you later.
And you're just trying to, like, mouth what you're trying. No, that's not what I was trying to say, but, like, I'm trying to mouth to her something, and she's like, you suck at this. And then I was like, fuck. And, dude, now thinking about this, like, the bar we work at gets fucking loud, and that's not
even close
to, like, a packed beach bar fucking rager place, right? Yeah,
not even close.
Dude, so, like you said, flashing lights, music on fucking volume 99.
Yeah, could not and possibly dark, get louder.
Dark, it's a bar. It's dark.
Fairly dark.
It's fairly dark with flashing lights, music, people everywhere. Somehow she finds you.
A lot of whores.
Like, attention lands on you somehow.
Like, she understands that you're new at the bar. She's constantly scanning, sees you, boom, go.
And then reads your lips through all of that, processes it right away, and then nails it.
And then makes a drink really fucking quick.
And puts it on your tab and somehow keeps track of everything.
Yeah. It's a skill.
That's insane.
I mean, like, the keeping track thing, I'm good at it. I never take a pen or paper when I go over to, like, take an order. Mm-hmm. Never do it. Never. Like, it's been years since I've done it. I just remember everything. It looks so badass, too. Yeah, you fuck up occasionally, but, like, you look badass enough times to outweigh that. So, I mean, I get the keeping track of everything, but I just don't understand how they can hear. I literally had a note, so I blacked out, of course.
Well, that's about the only right thing to do.
We'll get into that. I had to write a fucking note in my notes on my phone. Literally, like, talking to someone because we could not hear each other. And we were standing right next to each other.
Wow.
At one point, I had to go sit outside just so I could, like, actually hear myself think.
You'd have to.
It was so weird because when I went back to my room, I swear to God, I could, like, hear the vein, like, my veins, like, my blood coursing through my veins because it was actually quiet. And I was like, oh, this is actually weird now.
I don't like it. I want to go back to the bar.
Yeah, it was fucked up. No, I literally closed that bitch down. I couldn't even go back. Closed it down. Didn't leave till 3.
Wow.
They closed at 2:30, though, but they were... I was chilling with the head of security. Swear to God. So, anyway, I get there. I finally did it. I finally used my sexuality to get me something for free.
Swear to God. Explain.
Girls do it on the daily. Girl flirts, you're like, ooh, you look good, like, let's go get a drink, right, you know?
Yeah.
You think the girl's paying for that drink?
Nope, you are.
No, exactly. I was the fucking girl this time, man. I walk in.
You got a drink spot for you for the first time.
Yeah.
How'd that feel?
Great. It was so good. Considering she was like 20 years older than me, yeah, I felt kind of awesome.
Jesus.
I felt kind of awesome.
Well, I mean, that's one of those things where it's like...
It's almost like a bucket list thing.
It is.
Even if I wasn't going to close, which I didn't intend to because she wasn't hot enough, but I mean, like...
I think it's even better that you didn't because it just feeds... Like, dude, it happens to guys so often. We owe them a little payback every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
that sounded more violent than it should have been. I wasn't implying... No. Scratch that from the record. I was just saying that, like, they deserve a little bit of their own medicine sometimes.
No, I fucking agree. So, I walk in. She, like, seats me out, man. As soon as I walk in, she was like,
Look at this young stallion that's going to fuck me. That's what she thought.
Seemingly, it was like as soon as I walked in almost. Like, it felt like it was as soon as I walked in. But anyway, she was like, come upstairs. And I was like...
Upstairs.
Yeah, there was like a little balcony.
That's kind of cool. That's high class.
It was. There was like another separate bouncer. She had to be like, yeah, he's, you know, put my name on the list when I got up there.
Really?
That way I could just come and go without her being there.
Wow.
It was kind of fucking dope. Anyway, so I go up. Dude, meanwhile, I'm in sweatshorts. Swear to God, man. I'm in sweatshorts and a shirt I bought from fucking Target, man. And a hat. Usually you're not even allowed to wear hats in clubs. That's like a rarity. Can't believe I could. Dude, not like it was like, it wasn't like a, you know, collared shirt club, but it was, definitely wasn't like sweatshorts and a fucking hat.
What shirt were you wearing? Oh, the Target one?
Yeah, one of the Target ones was like a navy grayish thing.
It's a, like just one of the like the ones we bought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a nice normal fucking solid tee. So it wasn't that bad, but if I would have coupled it with some like jeans or something, it would have been a little bit more on par. Maybe some Vans.
Or even like some like khaki like just shorts.
Yeah.
Or like just some like beach shorts. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, I don't like shorts though when I go out. And that doesn't do it for me. When I'm going out, I like my legs to be covered.
I don't know.
Imagine getting arrested in like shorts and flip flops.
You'd look dope.
Not that that's what's the goal every night, but dude, you want to have a good enough time to where it's kind of on the fucking fringe. Like, you're kind of there. But anyway, so she's like, yeah, come upstairs, whatever. I put my name on the list. I go upstairs. And I'm like going to order a drink. There's a bar up there as well. There's like tables and like little areas with couches and a table. And like there's like 10 of those. And I go up to the bar, whatever. Obviously smoking hot shit with her tits out. Not actually tits out, but I mean, like, it's a club. Like, right. Wearing spandex and, like, a bra, basically. And I'm like, all right.
This is cool.
And then, like, she comes over. She's like, whoa, what are you doing? Pulls me over back to the table. She's like, we have bottle service. And I'm like, fucking bet then. Like, can I get a bottle? And I was like, so I can order a bottle, like, through you. And she's like, no, like, we already have them here. Dude, there's like 3 or 4 bottles of vodka and rum lined up, man. And the only mixer I could find was cranberry juice and Red Bull, and I'm not a big cranberry guy. Do not like cranberry juice. It's like tart, but it's still going to give you a hangover because it's filled with sugar. Not that my alternative wasn't.
Red Bull?
But it was fake sugar. It was Red Bull. It was the sugar-free kind, so it just had the fake type of sugar in it, probably.
The Splenda.
Basically, they tell you it's sugar-free. There's no fucking way. Splenda. There's no way it's actually...
It's Splenda.
It's got some sort of sweetener, yeah.
It's an artificial sweetener.
So I just took fake sugar, but anyway. So I just start hammering vodka Red Bulls.
Which, by the way, if for all you health fanatics, the synthetic sugars that is in diet sodas and diet drinks...
Way worse than regular sugar.
...is way worse for you than regular sugar. You're way better off drinking a regular Red Bull than you are a sugar-free Red Bull. And you're way better off drinking a regular Coke than you would be a diet Coke. It's fucking you up more.
Now, the best thing for you is the zero stuff. That's better.
Right, like a Coke Zero or a Pepsi Zero.
Because they even have, sugar. Like, they have very, very, very little...
Artificial sweetener.
Like quote-unquote sugar-free... Like, still has, like, a lot of fake sugar.
And diet. But the diet is all fake
sugar. Yeah, and the diet. Yeah, but that, like, the zero stuff's supposed to be, like,
Mountain
better.
Mountain Dew Zero just came out, too.
Did it really?
Mm-hmm. I have something that I want to talk to you about and that I want to bring to your attention. Actually, I'm going to play a clip of it, okay?
Okay, while you're finding it, I'll keep going with my bar thing. Are you ever ready?
Well, it kind of plays into this right now.
Oh, fucking bad.
So, there is... You know Heineken, right? Great, great brand.
Yeah, they have a 0% beer.
And that's what I want to talk about.
Really?
There is
I guess it?
This 0% beer. I'm going to play an ad for it. I want you to tell me.
Dude, isn't this ad like better than regular beer? I'm like, what are you fucking saying?
I want you to tell me where you think.
It says something pretty egregious, doesn't it?
Mm-mm, hold on. 22 Hyundai Tucson. Hold up. Yeah, you're doing magic. Good thing. That's because it. Call 562-314. It's after this ad. Hold up.
This episode is brought to you by Heineken 00, a beer that you can drink while working, right before a workout, or doing absolutely nothing. That's because it's alcohol free. The brewers generously removed the alcohol, but put all the flavor back in. So now you can get the balanced taste of Heineken anytime. for just 69 calories. These guys are magic. Go out and buy a pack of Heineken 00 this second. Must be 21 plus to purchase. Please drink responsibly.
What the fuck?
You have to be 21 to buy a beer that has no alcohol in it. I'm done.
Dude, that's fucking dumb.
It has no alcohol. That's no different than buying a Coke that tastes like beer, but you can't buy it unless you're 21.
That is so stupid.
I'm not saying that I would want to buy it, but like, what the fuck? The concept is fucked up.
Wow. I don't know who would buy that in the first place, but I guess like recovering alcoholics.
Yeah, like want the taste, but like.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess, but I wonder if there's any sugar in that shit.
I like Mormons. See,
there's usually a lot of sugar in beer. What?
Mormons. Because they can't drink alcohol.
Oh, but fuck they can drink the ass. Dude, Zach Wilson, now with the Jets, is just going to be slamming the Heineken 00s.
I know, right?
With the fucking BYU. Dude, he'll like lead him to the playoffs. He's like, party with Heineken 00s. Like, I'm feeling fucked up.
He's like,
on nothing.
He's getting crazy. So that's what they're going to be. That's what, dude, the NFL's getting so soft on their rules. They're going to stop allowing alcohol to be sprayed after games and, like, wins. Like, it's going to have to be, like, Heineken 00, like, alcohol free.
This world's fucking soft. That's usually a topic. It usually comes up once per episode in this shit.
The world is fucking soft.
Dude, but anyway, so I go to this, I'm at this bottle service, whatever.
Right, yeah,
drinking,
yeah.
Having a good time. And, at one point, I don't even remember how I got out there, but I'm on this, like, balcony outside now. I'm outside. And it's, like, me, this 50, like, 9-year-old grandmother, and the head of security. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing right now? I'll talk to anyone, but I was, like, I just wasn't expecting it. I didn't care. I just wasn't expecting it. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I came too. It was weird. Smoking fucking drunk darts, man. Drunk darts are the best thing in the world.
Oh, my God.
Guys.
Dude, Marble Goldens.
Oh, the golds, yeah. When you go, guys, single guys out there, little tip. When you go out to a club, even if you don't smoke, have a pack handy.
Mm-hmm.
Just carry it in your back pocket. Just do the fucking thing on, like, what, the greasers or whatever. Put it in your fucking, roll it up into your sleeve there. Keep one behind the ear. Always have a lighter ready. That might get your dick sucked. It just might. Drunk girl stumbles out. You're the loving, caring stranger with easy, quick nicotine. Boom. Right out the ear, lighter out the pocket. Within 15 seconds, you could have this girl feeling better than she could have imagined.
And it's just you two, probably, because you're just out there smoking.
Yeah, because, yeah, it's usually not like a setting with a lot of competition either.
Right. So you're out there with maybe, like, what, a homeless lady with no cat, with, like, a bunch of cats.
Fucking shopping cart.
That feeds the pigeons. And that's about it, right?
And the
janitor that's like taking out the trash from the nearby restaurant.
Might as well fucking
chuck it in the dumpster, right? You don't have a lot of competition there.
So you take her outside, right. Give her a cigarette, get to talking, boom, easy. It's a nice social thing. But anyway, yeah, so I'm out there smoking that cig, and then pretty much from there on, I don't remember anything until I woke up the next morning. Yeah, huh. Made it home to the condos, like right next door. So
make it to bed.
Yeah, make it to bed. Made it to bed. It was fine.
Huh.
Showed up, laid the fuck down.
There you go.
And it was nice, man. I was fucked up.
Yeah. You know what? You know what surprises me, like, about those bartenders though. Some of them, like, you know, they drink. Like, obviously, you're a bartender. You're gonna have a couple shots, right? People are gonna buy you shots throughout the night. You're gonna get fucked up. Have some weed. I've had some bartenders that looked fucking fried.
Oh, fried, drunk, all of it. Yeah.
Fried.
Yeah.
You get fried at all on vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, on the new legal shit, man. Delta 8 and Delta 10.
So Delta 10's legal too.
Yeah, I didn't know it existed until I went to this little smoke shop down there. And the guy was like, hey, man, what are you looking for? Like, you want to get high? Or like, you just want like some nicotine or something? I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, I was actually here for the nicotine, but, I mean, like, you got me enticed, like, what's high? I'm like, yeah. he's like, hey man, this is the strongest thing I have in the store. It's a Delta 10 gummy bite. It's like 50 milligrams a piece. And like, it'll fuck you up pretty good. And I'm like, no. Dude, popped it before dinner the one night. Fried. Popped it before the plane ride the next day. Fried. Oh my god. Through security. Like before. It started hitting me like right before security,
oh,
man.
Oh no.
My license is expired. I gotta go get it like renewed. Dude. And I'm like, if there's a problem and I'm borderline tripping here, right?
But like it's legal though.
Dude, I know, but like I probably shouldn't be going through TSA like legally fried. That'd be like going through like drunk. Like, I mean, yeah, technically, like, yeah, you can. But I mean like
you shouldn't.
We all were though. I mean like I was crossed and I was fucked up. But have you ever done edibles? Of any delta numeral value?
I have. And I don't know if they were just shitty both times or what the fuck it was. I've done them before that too, but like still haven't really felt anything.
Mm.
Like
you're one of the unfortunate fellas.
I don't know. I want to try some like better shit.
Yeah.
And see if like, you know.
You just got bad shit.
If I got bad shit. But I don't know. I hope I can. That would be sick. You know how happy I would be? I'd be so happy.
It's a good experience, right? So I always tell people, kids should play football. Because like, it's a good experience to teach you some life lessons. If not football, some sort of sport.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing goes with having a near-death experience on edibles. I think everyone should have one. I do. I really do. You think everyone should have one where you are like absolutely more fried than you've ever been, and then you check back in on yourself in another 30 minutes and you're like double as high as you thought you ever could be, and it is an absolutely mind-blowing experience that is, it can be painful, not gonna lie.
Yeah,
but again, I think everyone should try it.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds weird, but I really do.
I don't know, I think it might be one of those bucket list things.
Dude, it might be where you just take like, You know that like 100 should probably be your cap, and you're like, just take 200 milligrams and let's just see where we go.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'd fucking die.
Let's do it.
I would literally fucking do it. I've already done it though. Like I've already had my one time.
Let's do it.
I'll get a normal level and then babysit you when you fucking die.
Okay.
I'll get like a normal level. I'll take like my normal 50.
Okay.
And then you can take your 200 and we'll see.
Alright.
Perfect. You might be one of those people that just don't feel it.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'll do it.
All right.
Maybe we do that. We'll like tease that a little bit on the show, and then we'll do it, and we'll do a cast
during it.
Yeah. No. During, you're no. No. Not no. Gonna we're be. Gonna do it during it, and you're gonna learn how to do the shit because you're gonna have to do the shit.
Oh, you're not gonna do. You don't you know. Got it. Oh man, I don't know if you'll be in any mood to want to do this. You're gonna be like,
yeah,
asleep.
Nope, we're going to do it.
Or dead.
We're going to do it.
All right, we'll see if it works.
2 seconds
of it. Your computer is going to look like 30 times bigger and like a spinning rainbow.
We'll see.
Okay.
So I have a question. I was going to lead this in like some like cool way off of this, but I've decided to ask it in a different way.
Okay.
So, right, I'm recently back into a relationship. Right?
Yeah.
You obviously have a girlfriend.
I do.
So
I don't know how, right, what I do.
Like, we're like driving the other day. I'm with her. I'm driving, obviously. I'm not a bitch.
I mean, like, yeah.
I'm driving.
Yeah, you drive.
And I'm like, or like a TikTok comes up or something, and it's like the gentleman, like the perfect boyfriend, is like opens the car door,
the chivalry.
Like,
he always opens the door.
We've been married for 15 years, and he still always opens the car door for me when we even go to the grocery store. I'm like, okay. I'm like, does anyone really do that? Like, when you're with your girlfriend, do you open the car door for her every single time? Like, I understand that it's the gentlemanly thing to do, right? But, like, I feel like almost at that point, it's almost an inconvenience, because Like, everything else is more convenient. I'll hold the door for you all day at any door we go into. It's more convenient. I'll grab it. You go in. I go in after you. Maybe grab the next one. It's more convenient, right? Why the fuck would I walk all the way around the car, open a door, shut it, and then walk all the way back the fuck around? It makes no sense.
The only time I would is on, like, an extra fancy date.
Right.
But then the stipulation is when I've been on those, usually you have a valet, so they open the door anyway. Yeah. I believe on fancy dates, like, your girl shouldn't open her own door.
Right.
On, like, a real... If she has a dress on, she's not opening her door.
Mm-hmm.
Anything outside of that, like, get the fuck out the car. It's a Tuesday. Like, what do you...
Yeah.
Like, what the... Get the like, fuck dude, out of here.
I'm at fucking... Like, this is, we're at Chick-fil-A. Get out.
Yeah, it's not Valentine's Day. It's not fucking Christmas. It's not your birthday. Open your own fucking door. Yeah. Like, and first of all, if I'm at a good place where I'm about to fork over, like, you know, Valentine's Day money, like, dude, there better be someone there to open the door for not only her, but for fucking me, too. It's valet. Like, I'm paying you. Fucking open my door. That's how it goes. Every time I've been on, like, a fancy day, it's the valet. What about you? Do you so you don't open your door either, or the door?
I don't. I think, like, one, it's a security hazard. Think about it. You know, you're walking back to your car. It's late at night. You're in a parking lot. Never been there before. You're about to walk around the car, turn your back to the other door. There's so much shit that could go wrong.
Yeah.
So, like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, it takes probably an additional 30 to 45 seconds that I don't want to deal with, honestly. I want to get in the car, plug my phone in, fucking throw that shit in reverse, get the fuck out of the spot, and let's go.
Like, I don't get it. It's right, the handle's right there.
It's like, dude.
Like, it's right there.
It's almost like, at this point, how has feminism not yet gotten rid of that? I thought, like, somebody would have complained about it by now. Like, I'm...
Bro,
like,
they only do the shit that's convenient for them.
I don't know. Like, it's like...
Yeah, we didn't get that. Like, that industry is run by men. Yeah, let's fuck that over. Let's totally fuck that over. It's like, there's this thing for foot rubs. Like, don't fucking touch the foot rubs, God damn it. They're fucking great.
See, I've
heard... We can't rub our own
there
feet.
There have been comedians that compare it to, like, women look at a guy's life like a buffet. Like, feminism. Like they look at it like a buffet. They're like... pay for the movies? Fuck that. No, you can have that. I don't want any of that. Oh, okay. It's like, move down here. It's like, equal pay? Okay, I'll take some of that. No, I'll take a lot of that. I'll get two with scoops if no one's looking. And it's like, all the way down.
It goes back to the whole...
That was Bill Burr, by the way.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get that correct.
The if shit hits the fan moment... Whenever women start to step up on that, then we can, you know, like, I'll have a little bit more respect. Obviously, I respect women. Like, you know, do whatever the fuck. I don't give a fuck. As long as you're not a dipshit, do whatever you want. I don't care, like, what your gender. Do whatever you want. But if you're, like, out in public and some dude comes up to you with a gun, your girl's not even looking at the dude with the gun. She's looking at you like you have the fucking gun. What? The fuck we doing? Like, you're right, babe. I'm sorry. Like, I should have known that this guy was gonna have a fucking gun at this time of night. We should have wanted different. Like, what the fuck? They look at you, right?
Yeah. So
until, like, I feel comfortable enough to go, babe, what the fuck do we do? The whole place is on fire. And then she knows. Then we'll talk. When her back, when she's got to look at the door at a restaurant too, then we can talk. Okay.
Yeah.
But right now she's still comfortable with her back to the door. So clearly. She's not helping us when shit hits the fan.
Exactly.
So don't give me shit, alright? Fuck.
Yeah, it would be super hot. Would you think this would be hot? Or what do you... If you go to a restaurant, you insist... Like, you're like, oh, let me get that seat so I can see the door. She's like, no, I want to see the door. You giving it up? If they want it? If they go out of their
with
way...
My, like, are you talking if I was, like, on a first date or, like, right now in my relationship?
Right now. She's like, no.
Right now, I'd be like, I swear to God, I will leave first. I will literally just walk. I'll be like, nah, I'll go somewhere else.
Okay.
If it's a first date, then, like, no. Nah. If it's a first date, then I'll be like, fuck it, I'll just sit with my back to the door. But, like, if we die, we fucking... It's blood's on her hands.
Well, she's, like packing, like, a nine.
If I'm going out with a girl that's packing a 9, we're doing it in the bathroom, bro. Fuck where my back is to the door. We'll be in the the transgender fucking single stall unisex fucking bathroom.
The family restroom.
Yeah, we'll be in the fam with the we're on the changing table, okay? If she's got a fucking 9 in her little clutch there, she's got a fucking a clutch that's actually a holster that's actually a fucking carry, you just slide one thing, boom, fucking gone.
Jesus
Christ. And we're fucking in the if it's like my current girlfriend of like, you know, 7 months now, then like I'm gonna start a fight. Like, I'm not letting her fucking take. She knows that's my shit. You know,
yeah.
If it was like the first time she ever tried it, I'd be like, fine, and then I'd let her know about it. Then like next time, but, like she already knows now. So like, if she fucks with my shit, like that's one of the. I'm pretty particular about a lot of things, but that is like the main thing that I'm particular about right there. So she just knows. Every time we go to the restaurant, she always rolls her fucking eyes. Oh, we gotta sit over fucking here, and I'm like, yeah, you fucking do. Because if that dude walks through that door ready to shoot your face off, you're looking at me first, alright? So fuck you.
Yeah.
What if you sit down and a girl's packing heat? First date.
Packing heat?
Like, you're a single guy right now. Or you're not, but I'm saying, like, hypothetically. And she's got a fucking Glock on her.
I'd have more respect right off the rip, for sure. I'd be like, oh, fuck. I'd be like...
You'd immediately give that shit more effort, because you're like, oh, damn. She might
then
be
like... I'd also question the fact, like, should she be allowed on that? She's like... I'm not going to finish that. Fill in the blank.
Would you tap it on the first date?
I mean, as long as she didn't try to shoot me. Yeah. You know? As long as I wasn't getting shot.
Why would you get fucked? That's a weird... That's usually a little kinky, like, if you're getting shot in bed.
I feel like... No. I feel like women generally carry when they go out if they're like
psycho.
No, if they're gonna like try to like defend themselves against somebody that's gonna like try to.
Oh, you think they're like one of those like
yeah
uber feminism girls that are like, yeah, I wanted to hang out and go back to your hotel room so we can hang out as friends, and then like, why are you making advances on me?
Yeah, and then you fuck around and get shot.
Yeah, okay. I mean, maybe I get that.
You always gotta know, dude, because like those people are like. More of them than you think. Yeah,
prevalence, the word you're looking for.
Yeah, those people are more prevalent than you think.
Crazy people, dude. I know. Like, I've been seeing it like more recently. Yeah,
like in our area, there's been a lot of shit that's gone down recently. Prostitution ring.
Oh yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Here.
I know.
And it's like,
you wouldn't even think.
Like, huge drug bust. Like, what? Dude's house explodes. Fucking.
You gotta be careful, man. People
mafia
are fucked
shit.
Up. People
like,
are fucked up.
Like, that's fucking like 6 miles from here, bro. Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
How about when you're fucking and you're... Okay, so let's start here. Let's start with... Alright, how do we go about this? Let's see.
Let's go.
So, like, I don't know what... Flashback. We'll start with a flashback, right?
Okay.
It's like third or fourth grade. You and your buddies... You know, start to realize, dude, we all have balls. And they kind of fucking hurt if you smack them.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a thing where you start ball tapping your buddies. You're going down the hallway and you're like, little fucker, and ball tap them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever done that?
Yeah. You've done it to me.
Yeah, dude, I mean, it's a guy thing. You know, people are sitting there like, I'm pretty sure it's sexual assault. And you're like, no, it's a fucking guy thing, okay? Like, we'll smack each other with dicks in a locker. I'm like, it just is what it is. People are like, that shouldn't be what it is. It's like, yeah, but it is, okay? Like, grow the fuck up, Susan, all right? It is what it is. All right, Sally, grow up, okay? But anyway, you had this idea. You were like, that shit, like, hurts. Like, fuck. Like, you want to die when that happens. Like, yeah. You're like, I swear to God, I'm going to throw up right now. You ever been hitting it from behind? And you can audibly hear your balls making music on her
it
ass.
Sounds like this.
Dude, and you can feel them swinging, and it doesn't hurt at all. Dude, they are taking blunt force trauma to the scrotum, and nothing. You just keep going. You just keep fucking going. You think that's like adrenaline, or is that testosterone saying, dude, we just have to fuck. Don't even worry about your balls. Don't even just keep, just like, you know what I mean? Like, I wonder what it is mainly. If it's the fuck instinct, or if it's the, like, the, you know, the adrenaline instinct thing.
It just, like, blocks the pain.
Maybe a little bit of both. Maybe it's like, I don't even feel it, and I don't even care if I feel it, because I just want
to
fuck.
Maybe it's because, like, sex is supposed to block pain anyway. Like, if they're like, if you have a headache, fuck. And they're like, I bet it will be better.
That's why I like period sex, too.
Yeah.
Because girls, like, it, like, literally hurts, and then they, boom, orgasm, blah, 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 helps their, you know, uterus.
That helps their shit.
Yeah, like, it just, sex solves a bunch of shit. And so it's weird that your nuts don't fucking hurt when you're having sex.
That's all I'm saying. If anybody has the answer, if anybody knows.
The physiological answer, yeah.
Like, email us.
Is it the adrenaline or is it the testosterone? I'm pretty sure I can narrow it down to one of the two.
If anybody has an opinion on it or the answer to it, email us, simplyschmuzzed@yahoo.com.
Pretty much it.
Yeah, that's all we have for you guys today. So,
side note, I don't have any advice today because, you know, I've kind of been a degen for a week, so, I mean, whatever.
Make up one on the spot right here now.
No, I was going to just say, you know, instead I can try to describe this drawing of a dick that I put on our episode plan.
Oh, yeah, do that instead.
So I put, like, two little ball sacks, right? And then I started drawing the shaft, a little bit of a right curve to it, which is weird because I'm a left curve, so I like to mix it up a little bit. Put a nice little head on there. The slit, of course, your urethra will be anatomically sound. And then I have some, you know, you can interpret it as urine. I'm going to call it semen. Got two drops and then a nice pool. We got some veins and some hairs. But if you made it this far, I'm guessing you probably even turned it off by now, too. But we'll catch you guys next time. Mike and John, Simply Schmuzz, thank you.